Accountant Sidney Bruckman loves two things. Working, which he's been doing since 1937.
I don't want to retire. I want to keep working as long as I can live.
And telling jokes.
I can rattle off 100 jokes. 50 I can tell just by memory.
He is 97 years old.
And I feel fine. Physically, I feel great. My sexual demands may be a little less, but I can't help that.
He's a youngster compared to Rhea Tauber, a former school teacher. She writes a weekly column for her local paper and is working on her autobiography. She recently turned 100.
And they had a big party for me on my 100th birthday. And everybody in the whole county came down because I never heard of anybody who's 100 years old still working.
For the last 35 years, she's been living on her own and says she's happy that way. It keeps her on her toes.
When I was 100 years old, I said, you should be living alone. You've got all those steps to climb. I said, well, that's good for me. It's my exercise. Up and down the steps.
At a time when the American life expectancy is 78 years, there's no obvious reason why Rhea and Sidney should still be alive, much less thriving. Sidney's eating habits would make a nutritionist weep.
I love fried chicken. I love fried fish. I hate vegetables. I violate every dietary law.
And Rhea is referred to by her own doctors as the miracle lady.
They can't figure out why I live the way I do, enjoy life the way I do, go about, travel.
So why are they living as long and as well as they do? The answer, according to one doctor, is all in their genes.
This is, for example, a box where we store the blood and the DNA of our subjects.
For the last 9 years, Dr. Nir Barzilai of Albert Einstein Medical College has been decoding the DNA of 1,500 very old people and their children, trying to find the secret to longevity. Both Rhea and Sidney are enrolled in the study.
Only one out of 10,000 is get to be 100. And we notice that the people who get to be 100, they either delay or they don't get age-related diseases.
So far, Barzilai has identified three genes that seem to play a big role.
All the three genes that we found so far that are protecting from diseases that leads to diabetes and heart disease.
The genes appear to promote long life by protecting against the illnesses of old age, including heart disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's.
For centenarians, their aging is being delayed by about 30 years.
That it all comes down to the genes is no surprise to Sidney. He has an older brother who just turned 100, and his grandmother lived until 113.
It's an act of God. It's genes from my grandma. Regardless what I eat.
As for the rest of us, Barzilai hopes that one day his research will lead to a drug.
Oh, that's it. That's a centenarian. Wow.
Giving everyone a shot at living like this.
When my grandmother married, I was doing the cha-cha. I was leading the cha-cha line, and the kids were screaming, there's grandma dancing.